of really disappointed. First half, played really well, got points on the board. Second half, we couldn't buy a penalty. What we've done to the officials, I don't know. We'll have a long, hard look at the game. But obviously, we fell foul of the merry whistleblowers. We had two of them, and between them, neither of them made a good referee.
We talked about in commentary that the game at the set piece, particularly the scrum and the breakdown, seemed to change when Mr. Tutty went off. Suddenly, the Pirates were being penalised for things that they hadn't been penalised up to that stage. Is that a fair assessment?
Well, the scrummage, we know Mike Tutty's fairly clueless at the scrummage, but unfortunately, Richard Kelly even less clue. You know, the problem we had was that we knew all week that Sam Walsh would walk around the scrum. He's done it for his whole career. He did exactly what we thought he would do, and we were getting penalised. How you can work that out, I have no idea.
Bedford got themselves going in the second half with a try given to Alex Ray. It looked, to all intents and purposes, a clear knock-on, and it looked as if the ball carrier had given the ball up, knowing he'd knocked on. Suddenly play went on, Bedford get a try. Did you get a better view of that?
Yeah, it was a knock-on. Harvey Biljohn was behind the posts. He said there were two knock-ons. I'm sure Mike Tutty's got a really bad injury that forced him off the field. Maybe the injury was guilt.
Pirates dug deep, stoppage time, 10 minutes or so, defending your own line. All you needed was a turnover, really, to alleviate the pressure. Nothing came of that. What did you make of the defensive effort of the boys?
Oh, it was good, but we got the turnover. And again, the officials missed a blatant hands in the ruck where Ian Vass has pulled the ball back onto their side. We had worked really hard to get the turnover. There was only one side ever going to win the game, and they were in blue. And I think the officials made that decision at half-time. I think I'll get into trouble for saying that, but we've got to be truthful about it. In the second half, we could not buy a penalty. Everything we did fell foul of the officials. There were blatant occasions where Rick Greaves has come round the side of a ruck. Play on, play on, play on. Pirates do it, penalty.
Two yellow cards as well. What did you make of them?
Carl probably fell foul of team offence. Paves, I'm going to assume, was penalised and yellow carded for walking a scrum round. Let's see the video. And it's ironic, isn't it, that we get penalised for walking around a scrum.
Looking at the game as a whole, the general consensus, I think, from the coaches was that it was going to have to be a more direct performance from the Pirates today. You certainly did that first half. You took the game to them, and at half-time, everything was looking pretty good, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, but we spoke at half-time that Bedford are a really dangerous side, and I said they would feel confident scoring 21 points in the second half. Ironically, they scored 20, and we knew that. And unfortunately, you know, we started the second half. We gave three penalties away in the first minute and a half. Again, mysteriously. I don't understand what they were for. We'll have to look at the DVD. But let's not gloss over the fact that we had a 19-point lead and we should have managed the game better in the second half. And we didn't do that. Some of it was down to the referee and obviously the frustration. The boys at the end were very frustrated because they couldn't get into the game because they were blown off the park by the officials, not by Bedford.
Second half performance then, a disappointment to you, so something you will look to have a work on this week?
Yeah, we've got to. We've got four games left and a BNI semi-final. We've got to put ourselves back on the map, so to speak. A point at Bedford, probably with the injuries we've got at the moment, we'd have probably taken that at the start of the game, but we did enough in that first half to come away with a win. You know, and even a bonus point win. Bedford were even at the races in that first half. We absolutely blew them off the park.
What's the general consensus of the boys? You've just had a quick chat with them in the huddle at the end. What sort of things are being said there?
Oh, they want to kill a ref. it's as simple as that. They're so angry, and you've got experienced campaigners like Alan Paver and Chris Morgan who have just said that it's the worst refereeing display they've ever been involved in. And that's something from guys who are usually, you know, go with the rub of the green, 50-50 year, you may get luck in your next game. They are absolutely livid.
What can you do as a coaching team now to address that problem?
Well, nothing. You know, the damage is done. This game could cost us a place in the semi-final. We'll do what we always do. We have a good relationship with Steve Leishon, the referee's manager. It isn't doing us any good at the moment, mind. But we will look through the DVD and we will highlight areas that we think need to be spoken about. We can't say wrong decisions, and we can't, and certainly can't say cheating decisions. But we will look at decisions that we think maybe the officials may have got incorrect, and we'll see what happens.
balancing this performance from the team against last week's display against Leeds, happy you've made steps in the right direction there?
Yeah, well, last week, you know, we were fairly lacklustre, disappointed because Leeds came very limited. Game plan, wanted 1 point, came away with two. A game we should have won. Came to Bedford against one of the best sides in the Championship. Somebody who will be there at the knock-ins, should have got a win. We've got to turn shoulds into did, and that's the difference. We're not a bad side. We've proven that again tonight. We've just got to get 80 minutes performance and we'll come away with wins.
What's happened here this evening, particularly with the referee decisions, then no doubt it's going to put some real fire in the bellies of the boys going out to play Rotherham in a week's time. That's going to be
The interesting thing was Darren Gamage was here watching the game, who's refereeing the game next week against Rotherham. It's whether he comes with preconceived ideas or actually referees what's in front of him.